confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16. Greetings. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. The website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. That's where you go to find the archives, the devotionals, and that's where you go to support this work. This work is 100% listener supported, and I appreciate all of you who help make this happen. Today we are going to resume our study, and we're looking for some encouragement, some wisdom from the Psalms and the Proverbs, and we are ready for chapter 25. And so that's what we're going to be doing today. And then if I have time, I still need to read my devotional this morning from the morning and evening devotional book written by Charles Spurgeon. And I'll just read that with you guys, if time permits. So, let's begin. Psalm chapter 25, we're reading from the King James Bible. Verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. And that is Psalm 25. It's a psalm of David, and as you can see, there's a lot of prayer here about asking God for mercy and forgiveness of sin. And it's just, I love the posture, I love the attitude, and this is the way a godly man or woman feels and approaches God. Let me just reread a couple of those. Starting with verse 4. Show me thy paths, O Lord, teach me thy paths. show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. And I really love verse 6 and 7, which says, remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercies. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will teach sinners the way. And then in verse 11 he says, for thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. Verse 14 says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Love this psalm. Very beautiful. We can surely all relate. Surely we can all look in the mirror and say to ourselves, have mercy on me, Lord. Remember not my sins. For your own name's sake, God, forgive me. Forgive mine iniquity because it is so great. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, let's move on to the Proverbs. Let's get some wisdom here from the Proverbs 25. Warnings and instructions continued. Here's what it says, verse 1. These are also the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. The heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of the king is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and these shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better it is that it be said unto thee, come up hither, than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another, lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infirmity turn not away. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he is refresheth the soul of his master. Whosoever boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. As he that taketh away a garment in cold weather, and as a vinegar upon nitre, so is he that singeth songs to an heavy heart. If thy enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink, for thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. As cold waters to thirsty souls, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as troubled fountain in a corrupt spring. It is not good to eat much honey, so for men to search their own glory is not glory. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And that is Proverbs chapter 25. I like the part that says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold, and pictures of silver, as in earrings of gold, as an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. It's like a wise word of instruction. It's so beautiful. It's like apples, it's like silver. It's like gold, it ornaments, it's like fine gold, as long as it's being received by an obedient ear. Because some people just don't want to hear it. And they won't hear it. There's a lot in here. There's the verse 24 about a contentious spouse, you know, someone who's always trying, who always wants to fight, always wants to argue. It says that it's better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than to be with a brawling woman in a wide house. Lots of wisdom here. Verse 17 said, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. To me, what I gathered from that is, don't overstay your welcome. That's what it seems to be saying to me. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. Well, I hope you've been blessed this morning. I hope you've received some wisdom, some encouragement from the Psalms and from the Proverbs. And since we have a few minutes to spare, I was going to read my morning devotional today out of this book titled My Beloved from the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 8. And I thought, well, I've got some time. I need to get it read. So let's read it together, and I'll just share it with you this morning. This is out of that book called Morning and Evening by Charles Spurgeon. It's a devotional, one for the morning and one for the evening, every single day. So this is the March 20th page this morning. So let me share this with you. This is what it says. My beloved, Song of Solomon 2:8. This was a golden name which the ancient church in her most joyous moments was wont to give to the anointed of the Lord. When the time of singing of birds was come and the voice of a turtle was heard in her land, her love note was sweeter than either, as she sang, my beloved is mine and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Ever in her song of songs doth she call him by that delightful name, my beloved. Even in the long winter, when idolatry had withered the garden of the Lord, her prophets found space to lay aside the burden of the Lord for a little season, and to say, as Esaias did, now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. Though the saints had never seen his face, though as yet he was not made flesh, nor had he dwelt among us, nor had man beheld his glory, yet he was the consolation of Israel, the hope and joy of all the chosen, the beloved, of all those who were upright before the Most High. We, in the summer days of the church, are also wont to speak of Christ as the best beloved of our soul, and to feel that he is the very precious, the chiefest among 10,000, and altogether lovely. So true is that the church loves Jesus and claims him as her beloved, that the apostle dares to defy the whole universe to separate her from the love of Christ, and declares that neither persecutions, distresses, afflictions, perils, or the sword have been able to do it. Nay, he joyously boasts, "In all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Oh, that we knew more of thee, thou ever precious one. My soul's possession is thy love, in earth beneath or heaven above. I have no other store, and though with fervent suit I pray, and opportune thee day by day, I ask thee nothing more. There's the devotional. Well, I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that you've been blessed this morning. And I pray that these podcasts are causing you to draw nearer to Christ and to speak to your heart. And if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know him, if you're just kind of searching and trying to figure this whole thing out, I beseech you to just pray. Pray that he would make himself known to you. The scriptures say that all who believe on the name of Jesus, confess that with their mouth, believe that God raised him from the dead, will be saved. And you can become a child of God forever. And this world is passing away, as you can see with your own eyes. All you have to do is look outside. It's passing away day by day. This world is going to burn. Every inch of it's going to be consumed with fire, and even the elements are going to burn, according to Peter. It's all coming down. But then there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem that ascends out of heaven. And we will dwell with God. We will dwell with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for all of eternity. The scriptures say that there's pleasures in his right hand and his left hand, and he's going to wipe away every tear from our eyes. And so we shall be forever with him. No more sadness, no more brokenness, no more sin that weighs us down, no more burdens for us to carry. I implore you, I encourage you to just take the time to pray and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to reveal himself to you, to make himself known to you. Ask God the Father for great faith. And continue to come to this podcast and listen to the word. I do a little bit of commentary, but I try to focus mostly on just what does the scripture say, and I let you kind of make your own mind up. I want to thank all of you for tuning in day after day and for supporting this work and making it possible. It's a great blessing to me and my family, but it also helps make this happen. So thank you for your financial support. And if you're interested in becoming a Patreon, again, you can go to scriptureandprophecy.com and there's a support tab there. Your prayers also much needed. There's a lot that comes with doing this work. And I always need the support and prayers from all of you, so I appreciate that. Also, please pray for my health. I've been a little bit sick lately, and I'm a pretty healthy person, very active, exercise-wise, eat a very clean and organic diet, but I've just been struggling with some things lately. And so please pray that I would receive some healing there in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all you've done for me. It's my great pleasure to do this, and you guys make that possible. Peace and grace be with all of you, and until next time, God bless.